KFIZ News Time coming up on 9:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Monday. Again, it's May 10th of 2021. Thanks for joining us here this morning on KFIZ. Spencer Wagon here with you, and good to have our good friend Kathy Lumens back with us, of course, from the Fond du Lac Senior Center. Schedule, as we told you, adjusted a little bit with Kathy as they start to slowly phase in reopening plans. And Kathy's kind enough to be back with us here on a Monday. Kathy, happy Monday. How are you? It's been a while.
Happy Monday. Thanks for having me back. It's been a while.
It has. It has. We're happy to happy to help you guys out. I know we have been doing weekly interviews with you for decades, not decades.
But I would say long before my time here.
Senior Center has been a weekly feature here on the program, but You said, hey, can we adjust it a little bit because we are starting to slowly reopen, and I am more than happy to help that out, especially if it means that folks over at the Senior Center are starting to feel a little bit more normal or at least get back to that new normal. So, but good to have you back regardless.
Yeah, likewise. Good to be back. And, yeah, new normal is the key. You know, it's not what it used to be. It, you know, may never be what it used to be, but we're grateful that we're able to do some things, start out doing some things, and gradually ease back into more and more programs as, you know, as all of the requirements and recommendations are, you know, followed and changed, and, you know, keep an eye on everything the CDC is saying and what the city is telling us and the county and the state. And but the good news is that we are able to do some things as long as we can keep people 6 feet apart and they're wearing masks. It's cool to have things back. So our carvers are here as we speak, our wood carvers. So if you are a wood carver or interested in learning, that group is meeting on Monday mornings like they used to and are always willing to teach new people, or if you just want to come and see what it's about before you decide whether or not you want to take the plunge into wood carving, you're always welcome. One of the things, no matter what the program is right now, is that reservations are required just so that we have tracking of who's coming, and we also have to really watch the number of people in our rooms. And it's amazing. You think we have some really nice, big areas, but when you start putting dots on the floor to keep people 6 feet apart, they sure don't accommodate a whole lot of people. And so, you know, movies, in fact, we'll have a movie this week Thursday. We're showing One Night in Miami. We used to have some days 70 or 80 people at a movie. Right now I can fit 21.
Wow.
So, it's a big change, you know. That's why, you know, reservations are required. So if there's anything you see in the newsletter that you're interested in, please give us a call. And our number 322-3630. Give us a call and sign up. And then we are asking, if you do sign up and you can't make it, please, please, please let us know so that we have that spot available if somebody else would be interested in coming, especially for some of the things like movies where I think eventually we'll get back to, you know, maybe having to show them the same movie multiple times to accommodate. You know. The one we're showing this week, The One Night in Miami, is not getting a big sign-up as much as we're showing Nomadland later in the month, and that has a lot of people that are interested, but you know, just got a lot of press with the Academy Awards and things, so I think people are interested in seeing that. But a couple other things going on this week I wanted to mention. We're doing Strange Headlines on Zoom tomorrow. So if you have been a part of any of our Zoom programs, you know how to log in and come find us. And if you haven't, give us a call. We'll get you all the contact information to join us on Zoom. And this is kind of like, I don't know, was it Letterman and Leno would go through the papers and talk about funny headlines and different news stories. And so we do that. On Wednesday, we're having a parking lot educational presentation on container gardening, which has a pretty good amount of people signed up right now. Because it's outside, we can be a little bit more generous with the number of people we can let in. And sounds like the weather's supposed to be nice. I heard you mention sun coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so container gardening, 1:30 on Wednesday. Thursday, 1 o'clock, our movies. And then the line dancing groups are back also. And they've been meeting at the park. If the weather's icky, they will be meeting indoors. So if you would be interested in line dancing, you just don't want to do it outside, give a call and sign up, because there will be some times where they're coming back into the building. And then Friday, our game day group is also starting to meet out in the park. And so if you're interested in playing games, usually whoever gets there decides what game they're going to play, and then they play for a little bit in the afternoon. Our walking group continues Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Other outdoor programs, our Mahjong group is starting up on the 18th, and they will be also playing out in one of the park pavilions. Next Wednesday, and I'm going to tell you next week, too, because we're not going to talk again, I believe, until the 24th. Mm-hmm. We're doing a Correct Your Posture Zoom on the 19th. It is Posture Day, and so we thought we would, and I don't know about you, but I know I have terrible posture.
Same, yep.
You know, you sit by a computer and your shoulders are always curved, and then you wonder why your back hurts and your neck is funny. So we're going to do a Zoom presentation on how to have better posture, which I think we can all benefit from.
Right.
And next Thursday, to celebrate National Older Americans Month, we are doing a parking lot celebration. And so if anybody's interested in joining us for that, we are going to be doing root beer floats from 1:30 to 2:30. And hopefully that's a beautiful, warm day. Everybody, we're inviting people. If it's nice, bring your lawn chair and we'll sit out in the parking lot and chit-chat and drink root beer floats. And then I wanted to let everybody know that our friends group is having a brat fry out at Festival on the 23rd. So Sunday the 23rd from 10 to 4. We'd appreciate if you'd come out and grab some brats or burgers and support the friends group, because they are the ones who support all of our programs and activities.
Very cool. So, lots of good stuff coming up, and we'd all love, and I'm sure you would love to have everybody back and just open up the doors and say, come on back. But it's at least now that some things are being phased in, some groups are meeting outdoors. Still some things going on. It's definitely good to be talking about things going on as opposed to things not going on.
Yeah, for sure. And I didn't even mention, on Wednesdays, both our scamp band and our ukulele group are out in the parks practicing. So there is a lot of stuff going on. It just isn't all right in the building. And like you said, in all honesty, it would be way easier to just open the doors and go back to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, at this point, we're not able to do that. So we will, if we have to jump through 25 hoops to start getting people back in here, I'm willing to jump through all 25. Mm-hmm. And I just appreciate the people that understand, the guidelines that we're given and are willing to work with us, because having some things back is better than having nothing here. And it's been great to just have the few groups back that we've had. And it's, each month we'll hopefully be able to add additional programs, and as guidelines soften, which I'm starting to see things that talk about, there may be some changes like July 1 and then again September 1. And so I'm hopeful as the summer progresses that, things will loosen up a little bit more, and that will allow us to bring additional things back. So,
yeah.
It's exciting in some ways, and stressful, and fun, and sad, and all of these things are kind of all rolled into one. I've got this handy-dandy online calculator where it tells you how many people you can fit in a room of so many square feet, and I've been using that to figure out how many people we can let in, and, it's amazing the tools that are out there that you never thought you'd use.
Right. Right, for sure. Yeah,
we always followed fire code, but that was all we had to worry about. Room said 136. Okay, we're good. So
yeah,
but yeah, and if anybody has any questions, feel free to give us a call. Don't forget about our Facebook page. Sarah, like this morning, did balance and stretch. That's every Monday on Facebook. We're still doing things like that. We've got a YouTube channel where we put some of our workout videos, so they're on demand. People can go to our YouTube channel and find those videos whenever you'd like to do them. So if you want to do cardio drumming or some of the educational presentations we did with the ADRC, the Aging and Disability Resource Center, on power of attorney for healthcare and finance are out there. In case people didn't get a chance to see those live, you can still go watch those. Same thing with our microgreens, so if you saw something in the newsletter that you liked, we try to get it posted so that people can also watch it on demand later if they can't make it at the time. So
cool.
A lot of different resources that we are using now, which is kind of cool, it's given us an opportunity to find all different ways to reach people.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we talked about before, Zoom and archiving things on YouTube and live streams of stuff on Facebook. It's all different tools as opposed to, like we said, you can't just have everybody come on back in as much as you'd like to. So for those who maybe aren't comfortable going out, they can still check out the programming and not miss a beat.
Right, right. And if you don't know how to use some of that, give us a call. We are happy to work one-on-one with people to try and help them navigate for the first time how to get to YouTube, for example, or how to get on a Zoom meeting. Because for a lot of people, this is the first time they've even heard of, what is Zoom? So happy to help.
Very cool.
One other thing I wanted to mention, Dino books are available. So if you're interested, we do have the 2021 Dino books available. Lots of coupons, 40 some restaurants in town, and they're $7 again this year. So if anybody's interested, give us a call. We can meet you at the drive-up window and get you a coupon book, too.
Very cool. Kathy, thanks as always. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
Take care, Spencer.
You too. Kathy Lumens joining us from the Fond du Lac Senior Center. Thanks to her for coming back with us. As mentioned before, we are going to be talking